One thing that that people still refer to now is, of course, a much later thing. But the in the 1940s was the big tornado that.
Yes.
That what do you remember of that?
Well, after we were married, we bought a little bungalow on North Henderson, just about a block and a half from the old farm where I worked my way through school. We lived there until 1936. During that year, we built the new home at 814 North Henderson. It's still standing, and the ROTC is now officing there in our old home.
Oh, okay.
Now, during the time that we were getting ready to build the home, I was attached to the old farm. It was the highest place in old Cape Girardeau at that time.
Hmm.
If you remember, it's a high place
yeah,
over there.
Right, on that, yes.
And I was acquainted with every nook and corner of that place because I drove horses there and plowed and put out crops and gathered crops and fed the horses and fed the hogs and everything you do on a farm. And that's the way I paid my way through, of course. I got my board and meals there. So we were attached to it, and when we built the home, we wanted to build the old place. And so we persuaded the old gentleman who I had worked for as I went through school to let us have a lot. And we bought the lot from him and built the home there.
Mm.
And later on, Steve bought a lot there, and things worked out from that.
Hmm. But how did, okay, so you were living in there at the time of the tornado then?
We were living there at the time of the tornado.
That was in, I can't remember, it was in the 40s.
1949.
49, okay.
Yes.
I know.
What? Tornado struck our house and took the top of it off.
Were you at home at the time?
No, no, that was the day that Rush Jr. and Millie were married.
Oh my gosh, the same day as the tornado?
Same day of their marriage. We were attending the wedding at Kennett. And when we got home that night, as we came north on King's Highway, we were stopped by policemen. Are you going into town? Yes, we live there. You can't go. The town is shut off. Well, we finally got permission, since we lived there, to drive in to get to our old home. We drove up Henderson as far as we could go, and it was blocked. And finally, one of the neighbors came to us and said, "Your house is destroyed."
So was it, it was just a roof? Now, was it totally destroyed, or
no,
were you able
to? The roof was taken off, and the second story walls were, well, they were not completely demolished, but they were very damaged.
So you had to, did you have to rebuild the whole house, or just
no,
have that
just, repaired? Just the top of it and the roof. Yes, we were able to keep the front, the first story, just as it was.
But you had to totally rebuild the whole upper part of the house?
The upper part of the house, yes.
Mm. Well, I guess you're glad you weren't home at the time.
Oh,
huh?
yes, we were.
I knew it had gone through town. I didn't realize, yeah, it had gone right up there,
yes,
by the campus then.
We were right in the middle of
it. Academic Hall, just missed that.
Yes, just a short distance from there, that's right.
Mm. So, boy, that's... That's something.
Yes, there was an old minister in retirement that lived a block from our place. He was killed. by the time he came out to look at it, and swept away.
Gosh. I guess that's is that the biggest disaster in your lifetime that's hit Cape that you...
Yes.
Of course, I guess you had floods every year on the riverfront until...
We did have floods. I mentioned the one in 27. At that time, where we were living, we could see clear across the bottoms in Illinois, completely covered with floodwaters, all the way over to the hills.